Okay, my friends and perpetual progress pursuers, pay attention. We've now made it to the third chapter of my The Perpetual Advantage, Successful Transformation, Personal Growth and Development Series, Blueprints for Triumphant Living Audio Training Program. Again, my friends, this is the third chapter, and it is titled Effectively Engineering Your Own Success. My friends, now how do we go about effectively engineering our own successes? Okay, yes, this is absolute truism. Listen, we all profess and claim that we want to be successful in this life. But what can we do to assure that we are actually successful? You see, my friends, succeeding in life isn't as hard as you might think. There isn't any secret to it, but rather just common sense. It's more than common sense. It's my God-given wisdom, boy. Positive thinking and attitude with what? Initiative. Along with this knowledge and understanding, here are some tips to guide you down the path of success. First tip. Persevere, baby. Persevere. Perseverance and determination are what is needed for success. If you don't give up at something you attempt, then you can fail. Read that again. Persevere. Perseverance and determination are what is needed for success. If you don't give up at something you attempt, then guess what? You can't fail at it. It really is as simple as that. If something doesn't work out as planned the first time, then try and try again, using different methods to achieve the result that you're looking for. Flat out. Next up, change, transition, transformation. Listen, if you're not happy with what you possess now or who you are in life up to this point, then the only one that can make a difference in your situation is you. You understand that? A change can mean change your outside outlook on life, rather, your outlook on yourself, your priorities and your activities. You have no one else to blame but yourself, and only you have the power to do something about it. Capiche? Come with that. Whining, blaming, blame, and excuses are tools that lames use, my God, to stay jacked up. Go to hell with that dumbass, for real. Let's go. Next up. What goes around comes around. In other words, you're going to reap what you sow. We all are farmers in this life. You understand that? So if you're behind one a good year, you better sow good seeds so you can have a good yield. Okay? Pay attention. You can only get back from life what you have put in it. You understand that? No labor, no reward, no investment, no return. It's just that simple. Again, you're only going to get out of life what you've actually put in it, baby. Not what you're willing, but what you put in. Okay? Okay? If you are helpful, honest, truthful, and positive, and guess what? You will get the same back in return, which can help you on your path to achieving true success, particularly in the workplace. You cannot succeed alone. All successful folk have a coalition. Okay? All successful people rely in part on others for their successes. Every person has different skill sets, talents, and abilities which can what? When combined with others, leads to what? And individual successes. You understand that? It does take a village. It does take a coalition. You understand that? To have, my God, the level of impact that one desires to have around here. Pay attention. Let's go. Next up. Balance is imperative. It is paramount. You understand that? Pay attention. Balance yourself. We all need to take time out during the day to balance ourselves. By refocusing ourselves and on what we wish to achieve, we are able to accomplish more and be more effective in our task. Set up for yourself specific targets and goals. By setting out targets or goals for yourself, you can help succeed in anything you choose. These can be daily, short-term, or long-term targets, with short-term being a month or so, and long-term the length of 6 months. Always set realistic targets and give yourself a date by which to reach your target. Review your targets on a regular basis to make sure they are always what? Attainable. Flat out. Listen, don't be sitting there trying to strive for perfection. You strive for excellence. You are not perfect. God is, though. Okay? Pay attention. Your job is to master obedience and faithful and execution of His word. In other words, your job is to take the God-given abilities He's given you and excel at it. So again, you don't strive for perfection because that's futile. No, you strive for excellence. You understand that? Pay attention. Like I said before, it is completely futile to try and be perfect. Okay? No human being is perfect. Let's make that crystal clear. But thank God we got a loving king called Elohim who is perfect. And he corrects, perfects, purifies, purges. And my God, he orders and directs those who will listen to him. Pay attention. Okay? As the word says, his word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our paths. Okay? Again. Now, at the end, we will be perfect as he is, so shall we be. But in the meantime, he got his perfect spirit around him with that perfect love and that perfect guidance that we better listen to, so we are being corrected. And we have the process of being perfected, which, again, is a process, which is what life is all about. What is that? Life is all about what? The perpetual motion of what? Progress. Pay attention. So, it's not about trying to be perfect. No one is perfect. Set a standard and goal and do the task or the job to the very best of your God-given ability and be happy with that. If you do your best, homie, that's it. You do your best and let God do the rest and go and live your life now. Shimon, don't be dumb. Okay, listen. Now, as long as you gave it your best shot, baby, that's all you anyone else can ask for. Believe that. Now, check this out. Also, it's paramount you're behind having an accurate understanding of my God, who the Most High God is, who the Most High God made you be. Up in this piece, you ain't got that freaking fracking stupid, shallow, woe is me, and walking around with low self-esteem and all that other kind of retarded mess. Go to heck with that. Okay, go on. Whip up. Believe in yourself. You understand that? As the word of God says up in this piece, clear as day, my God, in Psalms 139. You and I were fearfully and wonderfully made around here to put the glory and the honor of the Most High God on display around here. You understand that? So God made us in his image, like my God, and our God is the greatest. So the Lord, my God, has given us the gift of life, my God, for us, my God, to reflect his greatness in our thoughts, our speech, and our deeds. You understand that? So low self-esteem ain't got nowhere near it. It's not be welcoming your psyche. Ain't got time for no freaking fracking fear. Ain't got no time for no freaking fracking ignorance. You understand that? Pay attention. Do not ever allow those who to trespass in your brain. Pay attention, boy. You should know my truth, my God, and there goes your liberty, my God, your power, your liberty, my God, to rise in the wind. Pay attention. So therefore, you can't believe in yourself, my God, when you know who the Most High God made you to be. Pay attention. And therefore, develop strategies which make you more aware of yourself and what you are actually capable of achieving. If you believe in your God and believe in yourself and what you are capable of achieving, then guess what? You are more likely to be successful in whatever you put your hands to, boy. Pay attention around here. As the word says, my God, in Joshua 1 and 8, boy, this book of the law should not deprive thy mouth, but thou behind shall meditate therein day and night, that thou mightest do according to all that is written therein. For in doing so, you shall secure for yourself good success. You shall prosper at whatsoever thing you do. What you know about it, pay attention. What's up with it, boy? Welcome to the True University. What's up with you? I am the Renaissance King. Pay attention. What's up with you? Pay attention. Next up, focus on what you want. You ain't gonna never freaking fracking hit the target from behind. Freaking fracking don't know what the target is. Come on with that dumbass. Zoom in. Jesus. Focus. Follow God's omniscient counsel and use the King's sovereign truth to succeed. Pay attention. Focus on what you want. Jesus. Focus on the positive and what it is you want to achieve instead of jacked up, negative, pessimistic nonsense or what it is that you don't want to achieve. Always look ahead instead of back and focus only on the desired end result. Paul said it best around it in Philippians. Forgetting those things which behind it, boy, pressing forward to the mark of the high calling, boy. Moving forward, what you talking about? The past. You can't do a doggone thing about the past other than, my God, learn his lessons. Wake up and don't be dumb. Pay attention. Let's get it crack-a-lacking. Next up, making the best decisions. I said making the best decisions. What you know about it? Pay attention. Get out of mental prisons. I said make the best decision. And all the way you're going to make best decisions, my God, if you're behind and be filled, my God, your heart and your mind to be filled with the Father's sovereign wisdom. You understand that, buddy boy? Let's get it crack-a-lacking. So again, making the best decisions. Now, my friends, some of us find it easy to make decisions while others tend to procrastinate a lot when it comes to making decisions, particularly if they are important ones that could alter the pathway of their lives. When making decisions in life, changing situations, again, when making decisions in life, changing situations, it can be hard for everyone. After all, the choice you make will affect your life, and the route you choose to go might not be easily reversible or impossible to change. See, if we stop and look back on some of the biggest moments of our life, they went wrong. We find that our biggest regrets come from faulty decision-making. Pay attention. That's why the Lord said, hey, I got, listen, the remedy for faulty decision-making is this. Pay attention. The Lord said, listen, as simple as this, listen. In all your ways, acknowledge me, and I shall direct your path. Commit your ways unto me, and therefore your thoughts shall be established. It's really just that simple. You don't know. He does know. He's omniscient, all-knowing. He know. Father know best, so consult the Father around here, so you actually, my God, be able to make the greatest decision. That's what the word says. And the multitude of wise counsel you'll find safety. Well, guess what, homie? You cannot find my God, a greater counselor, my God, and God himself. Pay attention and keep up. You'll be all right if you listen and apply. Hello? Let's go. And receive the truth, my God, up in the peace of the Lord been supplied around here. Okay? Lord, why are people destroyed? See, people are destroyed because you got a big fat cavity where the truth supposed to be, got a big fat lack of knowledge. That's the problem. See, it's easy to lose when you don't know how to win. It's easy to die when you know how to live. It's easy to be poor when you're behind on achieve wealth. It's easy to be sick when you're behind on achieve health. Hello? So we live in a world, my God, in a culture, my God, that is freaking fracking truth deficient. And that truth deficiency is proven to be fatal for the masses. So many. Pay attention around here. Up in here. So again, perhaps we want with our gut instinct. Let me make this crystal clear. Listen, you don't freaking fracking trust your heart. You put the word of God in your mind and you follow the word of God. Do you understand that? Talking about follow your heart. No, your heart will lead you behind my God into a freaking fracking and yet kill his arms. Wake up and don't be dumb. Okay? In all your ways, acknowledge me, says the Lord, and I will direct your path. That's why I told you to receive my spirit around here. My spirit is what leads you in all truth, and therefore empowers you to make my God correct decision, because my spirit was my God what? Connects you to my what? My omniscient mind. Pay attention. I said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Not for your behind to be some freaking fracking pagan lunatic who knows the truth is. Pay attention. Again, so perhaps we went with our gut instinct when making a decision, or we let ourselves be swayed by others. Oh, Lord. There are many reasons why we make the wrong decision in life. Again, like the word says, listen. Corrupt communication, corrupt good manners. The word of God, my God, is so clear, my God, about the importance of your ass not hanging with fools. Okay? Fools will have you behind jacked up. Will have you behind put in a box like Jack, a cage, or a freaking fracking casket. Do not hang with idiots unless you got a death wish. Pay attention. The word of God says clear as clear, in the multitude of wise counsel, you will find safety, victory, and success. You understand that? Not being an idiot who hanging around with fools is not of you coming together and make 10. Now they got a full set to be set up. No, the devil alive. Why the hell you keep listening to him then? Watch yourself. Again. So again, there are many reasons why we make the wrong decisions in life. Bad counsel. And almost everyone will have made the wrong decision sometime in life. Oh, yes, this is part of the growing pain, baby. But like I said before, that's why wisdom must be acquired. Hello? Hello? And that's why, my God, nigga, fighting must be allowed to what? Expire. Because like I said before, my people are destroyed because you're behind nigga don't know how to live. That's the problem. Behind walking around with scales on your eyes like the damn blind mice. For real. Better wake up. Again, Proverbs 29:18. Wherever there's no accurate perception, no redemptive revelation of the holy and regal ways of the God of heaven, you understand that? Will be destroyed. Genocide, homicide, suicide, lie-side, huh? Injustice, inequity, disenfranchisement, nigga, we're bottom of the basement. Let's rock and roll. So if you're behind going to win, then the word of God must be deposited, my God, in your heart, in your mind, and your soul. Let's rock and roll. Man, playing with you. Shimon, again, my friends, listen, my perpetual progress pursuers, remember when making a decision, no decision right or wrong. Oh, yes, they are. When making a decision, that's why the word says you consult the king around here. You understand that? And if your heart and your mind, my God, is filled with God-given truth and wisdom and prudence, well, guess what? You're going to be able to do what? Weigh, my God, the pros and cons of the decision you're making. And therefore, be empowered to make what the correct choice. Pay attention. Always avoid making snap decisions about something. If a decision is easily reversible, then you can move fast on it. While irreversible ones should be thought out. Again, haste makes waste. There should not ever be a time where you freaking frack is not thinking and understanding and processing information in the truth, my God. So therefore you are competent and therefore qualified to make, my God, the best decision. You understand that? Pay attention. Like I said before, it's a four-pack. God-given gift. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discernment. Jot down notes of making a decision. Write down all the solutions and include all the relevant information by seeing it written down in black and white. Sometimes the answer is staring you right in your face. Again, as I stated earlier, write down all the pros and cons of the decision you make. It can help clarify your decision or help you to see any problems with the decision you might have. Make one decision at a time. Never allow decisions to build up and force yourself to make them all at once. If others will be affected by your decision, then get their input on the situation. Make a decision and stick with it. You have to recognize that you cannot know with 100% certainty that it is the right one, but once made, stick with it. Oh, yes, you can know. Again, that's why, like I said before, and the more to the wise counsel, you have safety. Once you have and understand the issue, you are able to make the correct decision with the correct information. You understand that? Provide it. You understand that? Pay attention. Now, before following a decision through, ask yourself, what, if anything, could go wrong if you follow through with this choice? Now, once you have committed yourself to the decision, then go with it wholeheartedly. Again, you didn't make the decision by haste. You understand that you took time, my God, and fully understood, you fully comprehend the situation, and therefore you qualified to make the best decision for that situation, flat out. Let go of all the what-ifs and do not bother yourself with that crap anymore. You understand that? I told you. That's why you took time, my God, to have an understanding of what needs to be done. And then you make the decision, my God, and move on. Let's rock and roll. Come on with that dumb now. Come on. Visualize your decision in your head and follow through in your mind. Visualize all outcomes of the decision before actually following it through. Put faith in God. Receive His wisdom and your ability up in His peace, my God, to make a what? Successful decision and your ability to follow it through, flat out. Review all the facts thoroughly before you make a decision. Once you have reviewed them, allow yourself the time to think about them before drawing a conclusion and determine your decision from the facts. Always try to base your decision on what is right. Understand that. Again, always base your decisions from the point of justice and what is right. You understand that? You are to have an objective and a panoramic view and understanding. You understand that? So therefore, again, let me say it again. Always base your decisions from the place of righteousness and justice. You understand that? Doing the right thing because the right thing to do. You understand that? Pay attention. Remember to look at the objective of the decision. The alternatives to the decision and the risk of any alternative to the decision. You understand that? Pay attention. That's, again, you don't be hasty to make a doggone decision. No, you pump your brakes. Take your time and think. That's what I always say, homie, think. You need wisdom, my God, so behind, my God, is you have the right, my God, materials, my God, the right content in your brain will allow you able, my God, to think and process stuff correctly. You understand that? Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discernment. Next up. Learning how to profit from our passions. Learning how to profit from our passions. Almost everyone has a hobby. A hobby is something which you take pleasure from in doing and release boredom, stress, and keeps you occupied in your spare time. However, you can take some hobbies up in this piece and develop into a successful business up in this piece. For real, though. So, my friends, some people have started out with a hobby and built a very successful business from the ground up by doing something that they, although some hobbies more than others, naturally have more potential to thrive and expand. Now, there are some points to consider when you are thinking of turning your hobby into a business. Okay, first up, the question that you must answer is this. Seriously, are you committed to achieving true success? Again, ask the man or the woman in the mirror, are you truly committed to achieving success? See, my friends, while your hobby is something which you enjoy doing now in your spare time, would you have the commitment needed to stick with it if you were going to do it full time? And what's more, do you have the time needed to commit to make the business work? Question. Ask yourself. See, also, listen. Doing something when you feel like it for fun is totally different than if you are relying on it for an income. Next up, financing. My perpetual practice before, you have to determine how much it is going to take to finance your hobby as a business and actually get it off the ground. How will you finance it is an important point to consider along with your knowledge of running a business in general. Do you have a head for business, or are you going to need any help? And how much help will you need up in the piece? And what is it? And exactly what is it going to cost you? Next up, business management courses. If you have a head for business, you may need to take a business management course. While you may have what it takes and the know-how to manage your business successfully, you may need to get qualifications or learn skills in order to run your business successfully. Oh, yeah. Check it out. The Renaissance King got you covered. Like I said before, you can get some information on how to create your own business enterprise by going to Trinity down the line around here and enrolling in my The Perpetual Advantage up in this piece, 21st Century Business and Life Success Series course. Okay, pay attention. Next up, attracting customers up in the piece. For real, how do I'm gonna get these people to see me and come spending money with me? Yeah, attracting customers up in the piece. You understand? Listen, how you gonna do that, Nathan? How you gonna do that? Okay, listen. So, if you're going to successfully turn your hobby into a thriving enterprise, then it is essential, of course, that people know about you and what you got to offer them and everything, how what you got going to provide them with that solution they're looking for and everything, you know, for real. So, therefore, you have to think about widening your client base. You got to think, first of all, before widening your client base, you got to understand and identify who your client base is. Hello? It's called your target market. Who in the world will need what I'm offering? Hello? Pay attention, okay? Then after you identify, then you can see about why to your customer base and everything. That's how that work around. You got to know who you selling to before you can even talk about, I want to add more to the people. You need to identify who the first batch of the people is. Come on now. Get your stuff together now. Identify your target market. Okay? Understand your audience, baby. Understand your audience. All right. Come on. All right. So therefore, you have to think about widening your customer base. The internet provides an excellent opportunity to widen your customer base internationally. The internet delivers what you have to offer to millions of people around the world by advertising your business on your own website. And again, marketing is the lifeblood, my guy, for enterprise. You understand that? Again, the intricacies of successful enterprising. You know? You understand that? It's more than my guy just putting my guy a few banner ads on a website. You got to take the time to get, my God, marketing insights. You got to understand, my God, the psyche of your prospective target market. Understand that? Pay attention. Okay, listen. So, some notch of coding is needed, and you may have to hire someone to work with your design and plan your site. And not only that, you have to also get it out on the web by way of promoting it on search engines and buying advertising space. And not just on the web. That's fine, too. Again, the internet is a vehicle. It's a medium for, my God, like I said, for promotion. But again, it's a medium. You would also, my God, incorporate direct marketing campaigns, direct cards, direct mailings. You better, like I said before, you better use, again, referrals. You better use everything at your disposal, my God, to make sure, my God, like I said, people know what you're offering. You understand that? Okay? Again, like I said before, the marketing piece, I got you. Again, you enroll in my my Tuniversity.online, the Perpetual Advantage, 21st Century Wealth Creating Business Life Systems Series course. Right out. It's just that simple. We cover all that. Pay attention. Next up, preparing yourself for success. Preparing yourself for success. What's up with you?
For real, though.
Again, now, my friends, if all goes according to plan, and you've thought your plan through, your new business will bloom and blossom into a success. When this happens, you have to be prepared for the transformations that will take place. If your business expands, then it may become too large for a one-man operation, and then you will be faced with a whole new set of issues that you must address. To continue with, such as finding bigger premises, hiring some staff, and meeting greater demand. Okay? Again, it comes with the territory. It's like when a king and queen, it starts off, right? It's just them two. Well, the queen, my God, is blessed, my God. The woman is fruitful, my God, and she conceives. Well, guess what? The game changes, but it's a blessing. The change is for the better, for the best, baby. Understand that? Same thing with the success, my God, and the business expansion. The key for you is to be able to handle expansion and be what? Prepared for the growth.
Hello.
Pay attention. Next on the hit list. Listen. As an individual thinketh, so is he or she. Ain't that the truth? Pay attention, my friends. My perpetual progress is our thoughts and beliefs fuel both our speech and our conduct. My friends, in order for an individual to achieve his or her desired successes, positive thinking and inspired labor are the bridges that one must cross in order to arrive in Successville. Now, my friends, whatever it is that you wish to achieve out of this life, be it in work or your personal life, the key to actually succeeding is believing in yourself and your ability to accomplish whatever it is that you desire to do. Thinking success leads to success. Everything that happens around us is dependent on how we think and what we think. Learning how to think positively is the key to learning how to think successfully. And once you start to think successfully, you have the power to change almost any aspect of your life. Again, thought, speech, deed. Again, thoughts is what fuels our speech and our deeds. Capiche? Again, shaping your life. Shaping your life. Okay, members, listen. Every thought we have shapes our lives and determines to an extent the outcome of a situation. If we go into something thinking negatively, then the outcome will be so different than had we gone into the same situation thinking more positively. You understand? Pay attention. The Lord has already given my God, his saints, my God, this promise. That all things work together for the good of those who love me. You understand that? Pay attention. And again, like I said before, there's no such thing as no good day, no bad day. There are days that are more challenging than others, but every day you're behind, you get up, you got your breath, your life, your health, your strength, my God, and some way to go and some way to pay your bills, nigga, that's a good day. So let's make that crystal clear. So, but yes, it is true that some days can be more challenging and more adverse than others. But vocabulary and understanding is paramount. You understand that? And again, we have the power to shape our world and frame our world by the thoughts we think. Because the thoughts we think gives the power of my God to frame our reality with the words we speak and the deeds we partake in. You understand that? Our words are creative. We have been made in the image and the likeness of the Most High God. Do you understand that? Do you understand? Do you grasp the gravity of that situation and statement? The Most High God created the whole entire universe, my God, with just opening his mouth. We have the power to heal and build by opening our mouths. By what we think, by what we say, by what we do. So again, yes. Every harvest, good or bad, starts with the seed sown, right or wrong. Pay attention. Every thought we have shapes our lives and determines to an extent the outcome of a situation. If we go into something thinking negatively, then guess what? You've set yourself up to fulfill that negative prophecy. If you go into something thinking negatively, then the outcome will be so different than had we gone into the same situation thinking more positively. The way we think and talk to ourselves determines how we go into any situation. And simply by changing the way we think, we have the power to change the outcome of that situation. Again, thoughts dictate speech and deeds, flat out. That's why the word says, let this mind be in you also in Christ Jesus. Think on these things, those thoughts are good, pure, perfect, love. 2 and 5, also Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses 4 through 9. Read up in my God and enjoy, ingest, and apply. Let's rock and roll. Now again, when we fail in a situation, this is largely down to our self-limiting thoughts. We done drunk the Kool-Aid. When my God says, clear as crystal clay. Listen. All things are possible to those who got the audacity to take my word and do what I tell them to do and believe it. Because that's what faith is. Faith is an absolute resolve to believe and to trust what the non-lying God has said. You understand that? He's the way, the truth, and the life, buddy boy. You understand that? He is our wisdom. He sent his son who is our wisdom. He is our righteousness, your sanctification, and redemption. You understand that? So if your hand going to win and succeed, well, guess what? The one that made you is the one qualified to tell you how to do exactly that, homie. You understand that? Pay attention. Get the lies and the wackanese out your brain. The king says you can. So the heck what somebody else say? And then it makes you behind can. You better, my God, up in that peace, my God. Put the word of God's plans in your brain, my God, so you can actually learn how to gain. Let's get it crack-a-lacking. All right, then. Shemo. You understand that? Fear is nothing more than a fake exhibit. The crap is an artificial reality. Fear is the weapon that faggots say use, my God, to keep niggas trapped in the basement. Pay attention. Now, in order to change our circumstance or the outcome of a situation, we have to change the way our brain thinks. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove for yourself what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of the Most High God around you. Again, this book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mightest observe to do according to all that's written therein. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind after God, who is created in righteousness and in true holiness. You understand that, buddy? Don't got time for no freaking fracking nigga, no satan nigga, lying contaminations, boy. You better get your behind in God's word, my God. If the light of the king's divine truth, my God, shine in your mind, nigga, lights on, you know what to do, and you be about the Father's business. Pay attention. So again, in order to change our circumstances or the outcome of the situation, we must alter and change the very thoughts we allow, my God, to flow through our brain. Like I say before, and this is words to live by. If it ain't beneficial, what the heck you freaking fracking letting it flow through your brain for, dummy? Get the detriment out your freaking fracking brain and put the truth of your mental and live your life the way you're supposed to be. And my God, follow my God, the wisdom and the path, my God, of God's divine truth, these are made available unto us. This ain't no doggone game. The king gives my God the specific instructions, divine navigation, God's holy word, the truth. Pay attention. So again, in order to change our circumstance or the outcome of a situation, we have to change the way our brain works, our brain thinks, which then changes our outlook and in turn alters the situation into a more positive, fulfilling, triumphant one. Again, success is not something which can only be gained by a select few, okay? There's no magical key to hold, okay? Okay? The power to be a success is in all of us. You understand that we just have to realize this and then learn how to alter our way of thinking to genuinely believe that we are able to achieve and be successful in whatever we do. Again, like I said before, success, my God, simple definition. Success is the full realization of our God's potential. You understand that? Anything less is freaking fracking to fail. You understand that? In other words, you're behind is you here to be, my God, who the Lord made you behind to be. Not for your behind to conform to freaking fracking a perverted, corrupt, and stupid, my God, nigga, lying down and perishing society. You understand that? Pay attention. Again, what's success? Success is the full realization of your God-given potential. In other words, my God, the Lord shaped and fashioned your mother womb, allowed you to be born, my God, to what? Be, my God, a part, my God, of the king's ruler, my God, who helps hearts and minds be transformed and learn the holy and sovereign legal ways of the Most High God. You understand that? Pay attention. Not for your behind to be enslaved, my God, to lies and pagan facades. Talking about who in the world can lie to me next because I like being fooled. What? Be for real. Pay attention. So again, when we start to alter our way of thinking into a more positive approach to situations and tasks, we will gradually begin to shape our lives in the way we actually desire to go. One excellent way to begin changing our pattern of thought is to use daily meditations. You understand it? That's what the word says. It's probably different to say, Lord, your word is that lamp to my feet, light to my path. You understand that? Do you understand that? Your word is that lamp to my feet, light to my path. Again, the only way, my God, our hearts and minds are transformed, my God, is by what? Being renewed with the spirit of my God, God's word. What God's holy spirit, my God, his word. Upon confessing, repenting, believing, and receiving around here. And from that point on, what? We grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord, God, Savior, Sovereign King, my God. And again, to know God's love, God, and love God's obey God. Why? Because Father knows best around here. So for any individual, my God, who think you're behind going to succeed without the one, my God, who is an architect of success, use a freaking fracking lane, and you're foolish. So again, the word says, in all your ways, you may want to serve the king. I said, seek me first, my kingdom and my righteousness. And all those things that I know you desire, well, you qualified to see when you do what you're supposed to be doing. What's that, Lord? Obeying me. Learn of me. You don't know. Homie, where my spirit is, there's liberty, buddy boy. This made the Chris Clippins piece. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, homie. There's freedom, my God, to learn, to know, to grow, to abound, to excel, to prevail. You understand that? God's word clearly reveals the details on everything we need to do, my God, to be the successful men, women, husbands, wives, sons, and daughters we supposed to be. Brothers, sisters, and friends we supposed to be. You understand that? Anything else, my God, I have you behind, puts in a tragedy. You understand that? Pay attention around here. Playing with you. Let's go. So again, basically, the only thing stopping us, stopping you from being a success in whatever you do is yourself. Or, to be more precise, your thoughts. Negative thoughts give rise and breeds what? Fear and pessimism. Self-destruction. Self-deprivation, self-defecation. You understand? Get the crap out of here. While positive thoughts, thoughts filled with divine truth, lead you right down the pathway to success and beyond. In short, think like success. Correction. In short, think like a success. And there's no doubt that you will be a success in any aspect of your life. In order to think like success, you must know what success is. And let me reiterate that definition I concocted. Pay attention. Again, success is the full realization of your God-given potential. You understand that? Well, the only way you're going to be able to succeed, my God, is you behind follow my God, the one who made you sovereign lead. You understand that? Pay attention. That's how you will succeed and excel and prevail. You cannot have a hard mind devoid of divine details and wonder why the heck you're behind, keep getting your behind, keep failing, and broke, poor, sick, and stupid. No, the devil a lie. Pay attention. Next up. Expand your horizons by going outside of your comfort zone. Expand your horizons. We must expand our horizons by going outside of comfort zones. Your comfort zone is exactly what it sounds like. Place or a situation where you feel comfortable in. While there's nothing wrong with comfort zones, in order to expand our potential and succeed in life, we sometimes have to move out of our comfort zones and into what? Unfamiliar territory. See, only by pushing ourselves to do something new or which we are afraid of, can we truly develop and improve ourselves. The first step to take in venturing outside of our comfort zone is to decide what it is we desire to change about ourselves or our life, the way we wish to go forward. So therefore, make a list of everything that you desire to do or that you desire to change, and what you'd like to accomplish, the places you would like to visit, and what it is that you actually desire to accomplish in your lifeline, your lifespan, rather. So, my friends, when you have determined your goals and objectives, you can then take the next step in making them a reality. Here are just some of the ways in which you can step outside of your comfort zone. First up, by improving your self-image. My friends, how long has it been since you last changed your appearance, get yourself an upgrade or something, for real though, huh? For example, how long have you had the same hairstyle? You can begin stepping outside of your comfort zone by making changes to your self-image. Try a different hairstyle, maybe a different color, and change the color of your makeup. Shave off your beard or grow one. Choose a different style of clothing than you would normally wear or alter the color. There are many ways which you could make small alterations to your self-image to give yourself a new look and a new look at life. Also, stop and think. If you're doing everything you possibly can to look and feel your best and give yourself a confidence boost by making positive changes to your self-image. Next up, baby, add flavor and variety to your world. Do something different, baby. It's all right. Grow. Learn. Know. Expand. You understand? Make it a weekly goal to do something completely different to what you would normally do. This can be anything, huh, that's legal, legitimate, and good. You understand that? It could be anything just that's going to get you closer to your goal, boy. Pay attention. If it's beneficial, if it's a blessing, your behind can do it then. This could be anything just to get you out of the rut you have put yourself in and to widen your comfort zone at least one day a week. Start off with making smaller changes at first. A, put some new food on your palate. Go to a different restaurant for lunch and order something from the menu which you have never tried. There are many ways you can make gradual adjustments and changes to your daily life. Hey, homie, take up a new hobby. Add some new flavor and variety to your life and everything. You understand? Take up a new hobby in life. Join a weekly meeting group such as dieting, a book club, or wine tasting. Choose something which is out of character and which will get you meeting new people and going to new places. Not so much being out of character, my God, but like I said, but expanding your rise up into peace. Like I said, as always goes, listen. Network determines net worth, right? So in this book, right, this report, this audio training program is titled what? Blueprints for Triumphant Living. You understand that? So you want to be and you want to forge bridges, my God, with those who are where you are going to be. You understand that? So in order to grow, that means what? Expand. Huh? Pay attention. It's rock and roll. Again, network determines net worth. You understand that? The wise and the prudent and the wealthy, my God, hang with the wise, the prudent and the wealthy. That's why they stay that way. Okay? Pay attention. So again, do something different every week and gain a new interest in an excellent way of moving out of your comfort zone. Do it again. Doing something different every week and gaining a new interest is an excellent way of moving outside of your comfort zone. Like I said before, life is the ultimate classroom. There's not a single day, a moment, minute, hour that you should not be learning and improving and enhancing yourself. You understand that? Like I said before, if you're not going to learn, you need to call Swanson or Cantrell right now, which are local funeral homes in the metropolitan Detroit area, and you can reserve your coffin right now if you're not going to learn, because again, that's what life is. Life is all about the process of perpetual growth and motion. If you're not learning, if you're not approving, if you're not, what are you here for? Better wake up. Next up, conquer your fears by taking them head on. Again, conquer your fears by taking them head on. You're never going to conquer what you're not going to confront. You're never going to eliminate what you don't have the audacity, my God, to expose. And again, like the Lord say, I made you more than a conqueror. Understand that? I've given you power and the tools, my God, to transcend yourself, your former self, the faggot Satan. So it's thinking system, my God, is designed, my God, to contamination. It's showing fools how to kill themselves. The devil a lie. Watch yourself. Conquer your fears by taking them head on. Check it out. Change is always frightening. When we first step out into the unknown, apprehension is natural. It's new territory. It's new ground. But you do not allow that apprehension to give you what? Stagnation. You understand that? Because stagnation is the very thing that stunts your growth. We're not here to be stuck on stupid. We're here to, my God, to move forward, growing in grace and knowledge. We're to progress, not regress. Life is all about what? Progression and succession. Hello? Huh? Not decadence, depression, oppression, and regression. Hello? Pay attention. So again, yes, change is always frightening. When we first step out into the unknown, like I said before, apprehension is natural because you're charting new territory, new water. You understand that? You're like Peter walking on water. Hello? Pay attention. But we can only improve upon ourselves and our lives by meeting and greeting our fears head on and passing through the fear. Now, once we have met it head on, we find it isn't so frightening after all. So, do something that has had you apprehensive every week. Faith is mandatory. Again, faith is mandatory if you are going to succeed. Again, faith is mandatory if you are going to succeed. Say it one more time. Faith is mandatory if you are going to succeed. Again, what is faith? What is faith? What is faith? Pay attention. Again, faith is a fortified focus on what the Almighty has identified to be true, and that our faith and our triumph relies in Him. Another way to say it is this. Faith is an unyielding, undaunting belief in the infallibleness of God's word and in the King's infinite integrity. God is not a man that should ever lie or deceive you. It's impossible for God to lie or deceive you. But you understand that? Pay attention. Okay? So again, faith is boldness and confidence in what the Lord has promised us. You understand that? Faith is also confidence, my God, in knowing, my God, what the Most High God has made us and given us to give the life, my God, and empowered us to accomplish and to do as well. Pay attention. So therefore, faith is mandatory if you're going to succeed. If you want to be successful in life, it is important that you push yourself every step of the way throughout life. Never just sit back and rest on your laurels and be content with what you have achieved so far in life. You should continually be looking for ways in which you can improve your life and yourself to achieve and get more from life and develop yourself to your full potential and beyond. So think of yourself as a tree. The tree starts out as a sapling growing upward and expanding upward. Continually branching out in all directions and laying strong foundation and roots deep underground. Trees never stop growing and never should you. Continually pushing yourself throughout life and going out on a limb is the key to being a total success in whatever you choose to do with your life. My friends, the first step you should take is to determine what you already have in your life and thank God for what you got. For example, what are your best qualities? And what are your particular talents and how could you develop them further? Sit down and write an honest assessment of yourself in order to be able to expand on your personal improvement process. See, if you think that you might not be honest with yourself, then ask family members or friends to give you some further insight. But above all, be totally honest with yourself in all areas. Improvements can only be made if you can find ways in which to improve or branch out, expand upon them. Again, determine what it is you want to expand upon or develop in your life. The areas which could be better, where you could improve, and what skills, if any, you need to learn in order to be able to accomplish your goals. Next up, take small steps. Now, once you have decided the areas in which improvements can be made, the next step is to follow these through. However, don't go rushing off taking huge giant steps and hope to better yourself quickly. The key to success is by taking one small step towards your goal at a time. Next up, reassess your situation. Yes, my friends, reassess your situation. From time to time along the way, reassess your situation. Make sure you are still going in the right direction. It is better to find you're winding off track earlier than to go stumbling along and end up totally losing direction and way you intended to go. See, if you're expanding on several areas of your life at once and have several goals in motion, then it's helpful if you keep a written journal of your goals and achievements. This way, you can keep track and see just how far you have come forward. Also, reward yourself for your achievement. Again, reward yourself for your achievements. Always make sure you reward yourself for your achievements along the way, but never stop pushing yourself onward to further success. My friends, when you succeed at something and accomplish a goal, then enjoy what you have accomplished and take pride. Read that again. Always make sure you reward yourself for your achievements along the way, but never stop pushing yourself. Stop pushing yourself onward to further success. And when you succeed at something and accomplish a goal, then enjoy what you've accomplished and embrace it. Yes, and celebrate your victory and success. You have a right to feel good for accomplishing, my God, and doing what you said you want to do for yourself. You understand that? Also, rest your weary bones for a short while. And enjoy the feelings, then get yourself back up on your feet and continue down the long pathway to success and never missing a turn in the road ahead, which takes you deeper and further into the success process. Next up, discipline yourself in order to live a healthier lifestyle. Discipline yourself in order to live a healthier lifestyle. We can all benefit from having discipline in our lives. Discipline helps us tell wrong from right as children when growing up, and when we reach adulthood, we still benefit from being self-disciplined. Self-discipline helps us to lead a happier, healthier lifestyle when used in many aspects of life. It is when we allow ourselves to do just as we please that things start going wrong and our health suffers. Self-discipline isn't about denying oneself. It's about making wise choices for one's own self and one's own benefit. The food we eat every day and the amount of exercise we do is dependent on how disciplined we are with ourselves. While we all understand that the choices we make comes down to how healthy we are, we don't always make the wisest choices. And while this is okay every now and again, we lose all the self-discipline. It soon starts to show on our health and probably our waistline too. Read that whole paragraph again. Pay attention. Self-discipline isn't about denying oneself. It is about making wise choices for our own benefit. The food we eat every day and the amount of exercise we do is dependent on how disciplined we are with ourselves. See, while we all understand that the choices we make comes down to how healthy we are, we don't always make the wisest choices. And while this is okay every now and again, if we lose our self-discipline, it soon starts to show on our health and probably our waistline too. Again, like I said before, if it ain't beneficial, you ain't got nobody's messing with it. That's persons, places, people, things. You understand that? Flat out. What you ingest, which in your body, like I said before. You can't eat garbage and then wonder why in the heck your freaking fracking body, my God, is my God collapsing on you. That's kind of, come on, man. It's cause and effect. Flat out. The Lord say, take care of the temple I gave you. Not to tear down the temple I gave you. That's kind of foolish. Pay attention. So very often we make pacts with ourselves to start living a healthier lifestyle and start making changes. And this usually occurs at the start of the new year as a resolution. Wow. Some stick to their guns and do make change and keep up with those changes. The majority of us fall short and go back to our old jacked up self-defeating ways. My friends, my perpetual practice rules. Being self-disciplined is not easy. It's going to take more than willpower. It's going to take, my God, the path, my God, to real power, my God, to heal power, to real reveal power. Hello? The help of the Lord. With the understanding of what you need to be doing around here. Because nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Especially if you need to make many changes to your lifestyle, but it is not impossible. Impossible in the equation. At all. Now, friends, here are some tips to help you stay on course and develop more self-discipline in all aspects of your life. First of all, understand that the choices you make in life are yours and yours alone. You cannot blame others for your failure if you lack self-discipline. If you make mistakes in life, learn from them, pick yourself up, and practice being more self-disciplined with yourself in the future. Set yourself goals that are realistically achievable. Once you have written out your goals, make sure that you do everything in your power to stick with them and achieve them. Goals go a long way to encourage you to discipline yourself. Always finish any tasks you set out about doing before moving on to start another. Avoid temptation from others around you to deviate from what it is you want to achieve. They may lack self-discipline, but don't be swayed to follow their ways. Take up a new sport, particularly one that requires a lot of self-discipline to excel at. Is an excellent way of improving yourself. Notice the benefits you have gained from practicing self-discipline. Keeping a journal is an excellent way of achieving this. Imagine the consequences that being undisciplined brings. Your willpower is at its lowest when you feel stressed, so take it easy and learn how to get you relaxed on. Take notice of when and why you start to go off track and deviate. Again, a journal can help you to keep track of these times. Use affirmations to help you in times when you may feel frustrated or doubt yourself. Next up, learn to think like the rich so that you too can become wealthy. My friend, how we think goes a long way to how successful we become in life. And we have the power to change our lives in every aspect, including our finances. Simply by changing the way we think, we can change our outlook on our financial situation. And while this alone will not make you a millionaire, it can definitely greatly improve your situation. And by believing and actually back it up, by learning the ways and what the millionaires done and businessmen have done, my God, to accumulate their wealth, well, guess what? Then you can change and improve your economic situation. You understand that? Pay attention. Pay attention. Read that again real quick from the top. How we think goes a long way to how successful we are in life, and we have the power to change our lives in every aspect, including our finances. Simply by changing the way we think, what we learn, what we know, what we do. We have the power to change our outlook on our financial situation, actually do something about our financial situation. You understand that? And while this alone may not make you a millionaire, again, it's not enough to think. We learn to know. And then we have, my God, what? The correct thoughts in our minds. With correct thoughts produce what? The right actions and right deeds that will lead to our what? Our success, my God. What? Accumulation, my God, of what? Enhancing, my God, our personal, my God, wealth tokens. It's just that simple. So while thinking alone will not make you a millionaire, it can greatly improve your situation if your thoughts are filled with what? The ideas and the strategies, my God, the proven, my God, methodology that the rich have used, my God, to become that way. And so this, it can greatly improve your situation. And by believing that money can come to you, will give it the opportunity to do so. Okay, money ain't gonna come to you by having to know what you're doing, okay? It's not about no ether. Money comes to those who prepare my God to do something with it. You saying that? Just like my God, the right queen showed up on the scene when you ready, my God, to receive her. The same thing with a woman and a husband. You understand that? Again, opportunity, my God, comes to the prepared. You understand that? Pay attention. So let me say it again. So just talking about money cometh, nigga. Money is not, that's like a fool to my, I wish more money just in my, end up in my bank account. And you ain't doing a doggone thing, my God, to add, my God, the spiritual and intellectual nutrition to your spiritual and intellectual reservoir, my God, to make it happen. No labor, no reward, no investment, no return. Okay? So let's leave the metaphysics out of the conversation. And let's actually, my God, live with some wisdom, some truth, some revelation. Hello, let's get a cracker like and pay attention. So again, so my friends, have you ever stopped to think why those who are rich keep on getting richer? Well, one of the reasons is that they think differently about money to those than those, rather, who have not got money. Read that again. Have you ever stopped to think why those who are rich keep on getting richer? Well, again, one of the reasons is that they think entirely different about money than those who don't have it. See, my friends, negative thinking brings nothing but negativity. Again, pessimism is the very poison that corrodes and corrupts and destroys the soul, flat out. Okay? However, thinking from the plane of understanding and accurate knowledge gives you the what? The incentive, my God, to be positive. When you know what to do, you can do it. And you're glappy about it because you know what to do. Hello? So therefore, yes, therefore you can think positively and therefore change your situation in life. You understand that? And one thing that the rich and wealthy do is what? They think positively. You understand that? Hello. It's about having a correct, my God, mindset in all things. Capiche? I said, let the mind be in you also in Christ Jesus, homie. You're not going to find, my God, nobody richer, my God, than the Most High God himself. The Lord say, pay attention, boy, Rome, pay attention. Proverbs 18-21, the word says clear as day up in this piece. Pay attention to that. Riches and honor are with me. Yea, doable riches and righteousness, for my food is better than gold, and my revenue and choice silver. For I lead my sons and my daughters in the ways of righteousness, that it may cause those who love me to hear great substance and true riches. The Lord tells again, my God, in Psalms 112:3, to guess what? That wealth and riches shall be in the house of the righteous. Why? Because of what? Their liberal distribution. Again, the word says again, my God, in what? Proverbs. The liberal soul should be made fat. Going back to Deuteronomy, up in the peace. The Lord say, what clear day up in the peace? In Deuteronomy 8 and 18. Back it up. Deuteronomy 8, chapter 7 through 18. The Lord say, listen. Be careful to not forget the Lord thy God, for this God himself that gives the power to get wealth around. You understand that? So again, every good and perfect gift God himself, my God, is my God, made it possible, my God, for mankind to enjoy legitimately without having to rob or defraud anybody else or try and enslave or freaking fracking underpay anybody else. You understand that? Pay attention around here before I get you. Again, welcome to the True University, baby, where the vines to the dog gonna forever be eloquently and accurately taught. For those who just tuned in, this is the Renaissance King, boy, Shine, Renaissance King Foster. I do this for a living. Pay attention. And you're welcome for this truth that you're receiving, because I'm going to forever be given. Hello. Next on the hit list. So again, my friends, so listen. My friends, here are some examples of the outlook and the way of thinking that those with money have and what those without money think about the same situation. The average typical individual. If it sounds too good to be true, then it most likely probably is. The rich person. It sounds interesting. Please tell me a little more. Now, again, the sound rich person up in that piece, my God, is going to investigate up in the piece. Now, that fly-by-night, get-rich-quick scheme and all that crap. No. Now, while we should all be wary of scams, the rich person is more willing to seek out an opportunity, my God, to draw more money legitimately up in this piece. And then the person with little money. See, sometimes the saying you have to spend money to make money is true. Oh, it is. It sure is. Because like I said, again, you're paying for the education. I don't care. Listen, Only a fool would not pay the entry fee. Huh? No matter what it is. $1,000 or whatever, my God, to learn how to make hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars. You understand that? You get what you pay for. Compensation, pricing point will forever be commensurate to the level of value being provided around here. Let's make that crystal clear. Pay attention. Again, the average person, the typical individual, the poor man, the middle class man, pay attention. 95% of all new business fail within the first 5 years. You know why the 90% of all new business fail within the first 5 years? Because those so-called, my God, new business owners don't have a freaking frank clue what the hell they're doing. You understand that? 9 out of 10 fail because why? You are not prepared to succeed. That's why the number is so high. You want to, my God, increase your chance of winning? Well, learn how to win, baby, by those who, my God, are successful. Success ain't nothing about no happenstance. Ain't got nothing to do with luck. You succeed because you're prepared to do so and you know how. Which means you took time to learn from somebody, my God, qualified to show you how. Pay attention. The rich person. I better look into all aspects of the business and make sure I do my homework if I am going to run a successful business. You understand that? Starting out with negativity in mind is not the best way to get your business up and running. Provided you have looked into your new business project and got advice there, there is no reason to think negatively about the prospects and success. The average poor middle class person, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Poor thing. The rich person, man, listen, there's a whole world of opportunities out there just waiting for me to discover them. Flat out. Again, the average poor middle class dude, pay attention, always allows themselves to think that they cannot do better and achieve what it is they want in life. That only others can do that. And by thinking this way, it's self-sabotage, it's self-fulfilling prophecy. You understand that? By thinking that they are not giving themselves the opportunity to expand and are full of what ifs and if only. That man, get the crap out of here. The average person. You have to have money in order to be able to make money. The rich person. You have to have a great idea in order to make money. See, while common sense dictates in some circumstances that to get your idea off the ground, it can cost you money. And again, a positive, proactive attitude towards the outlay of your money and the rewards it will bring you is the big difference between failure and success. Again, ideology, meaning with the correct, my God, individuals who got the capital, like I said before, creative financing, my God, like I said, wealth is a direct result of ideas made real, flat out. Again, the average individual, poor dude, middle class dude, I tried that before and only failed. So will again. Ain't that about a blip? The rich person. Now, what do I have to do differently up in this piece and change this time in order for this thing to work and be a success this time? Again, my friend, negativity comes into play just because it didn't turn out as planned the last time. Does it mean that you should give up and not try again after sitting back and looking at the mistakes you made and opting for a different outcome? Again, like I said before, if your behind ain't gonna persevere, you ain't got nothing coming. The race ain't given to the freaking franken sprinters, nor is it given to those, my God, who got a false strength, a fake strong. But the race will be won by those who what? Overcome. Who endure until the end. Wake up. Now, all of these thoughts have one thing in common: a negative and positive outlook on life and what you do with it. By simply changing your outlook, you open up for yourself a whole new world and a whole lot more possibilities for you to change your financial situation. Next up, Thanksgiving is paramount, so be grateful. You saying that? Thanksgiving is paramount, so be grateful. Like I said before, I think about that song by the Hawkins back in the 70s, late 70s. You better be grateful. Understand that? We all moan and groan at some time about our lives. Simply because no matter what we have in life, we are never satisfied with and are always looking for something better, which is a fool's play. The word says, Godliness with contentment is great gain. Pay attention. Now, he's not sitting there, my God, saying, my God, sit on your behind and be lame. No. He says, thank the Lord for what you do have. You understand that? And if you continue, my God, you're supposed to be doing, well, guess what? You qualify to receive more. The Lord declares clear as day, my God, in Psalm 35 and 27, I take pleasure in the prosperity of my children. I want you blessed. Because you being blessed is a reflection on me as a loving Father and a sovereign King of the universe. You understand that? Pay attention around here. Ain't nothing worse, my God, than a complaining idiot. Don't realize what your behind got. Wake up and don't be stupid. Wake up. So again, how often do we actually sit down and say thank you for what life has already given it to us? For the life that God has given to you, understand that. And like I said before, your life is the sum total of your decisions around here. So if your life is jacked up, examine your freaking fracking decisions. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're behind and make a decision, my God, with the counsel of the Lord, that's why your life jacked up. Pay attention. The Lord's saying all your ways, you better acknowledge me, allow me to direct your path. You don't know what you're doing. So only a fool would not consult the King, my God, up in that peace, my God, who got infinite wisdom, my God, and love to give you behind. Pay attention. Jesus, for real. So again, how often do we actually sit down and say thank you for what we have in this life already? For the majority, my God, of freaking franking Americans, my God, and the rest of the world too, up in this peace, my God, materially, ooh-wee. For the real Americans, Thanksgiving Day is about the only time when we think about what's actually important in life and why we should count our blessings, which is a freaking fracking travesty. That's sad. Pay attention. Happiness in life isn't about material possessions and money. It's about the small everyday things that so very often the majority of us take for granted. We are all blessed no matter what walk of life we come from. We should all count our blessings and say thank you to the Lord for what we have instead of dwelling on what we don't. You understand that? Now, my friends, the power of gratitude. The power of being thankful and grateful. The power of gratitude. From the moment we awaken, we should give thanks for what we have. Waking up beside your partner whom you cherish and love, turning to them and saying thank you. May it say a great start to the day. Thank you, Lord, for giving you the day, my God, to enjoy with your partner that you give me. You understand that? Pay attention. And turn to them saying, hey, thank you. Makes a great start to the day. Thank you for loving me, for being there for me, just for being you. See, this is the person you... Nah, worship is not the word. You don't worship. No. This is the person you love and adore and who you are lucky enough to wake up beside every morning. And this alone makes you one of the richest people on earth and is good enough reason to count your blessings each and every day. Understand that? Blessings truly can be found in the smallest things. There are many things that happen throughout your day which we don't pay attention to, but which are blessings, and some can even occur as blessings in disguise. It is important to be more aware of what is happening in our lives and to truly appreciate all of the little things that can often pass by us without us even giving them too much thought. See, very often it is the smallest things in life that can bring the greatest of joys to us. These are some of the highlights of our life that we should cherish and give thanks for each and every day. List your blessings. If you sit down and clear your mind and stop and think about what blessings you already have in your life and aim to list 5 of them, you will undoubtedly start thinking about what you have in life, and you'll be able to list a whole lot more than 5. Just 5. See, while you may think that you haven't anything to be thankful for, use a freaking fracking fool if you ever thought that. You'll find, if you think about it, you are wrong. Perhaps for you, it's the sound of your grandchild or child's laughter and joy at spending time with you. It could be an unexpected phone call from a friend, lover, son, daughter, mother, or father just to say hi. Sitting down to family meal and swapping stories about every day. About how your day went, rather. See, all these are little joys of life, the ones that make life special and meaningful, and which thanks should be said. They are the true blessings. It isn't about how much money you have in the bank, how big your wardrobe is, and having the latest gadgets or that new car. Now, all of these things are many material possessions, and while they may bring a smile to our face and make us feel good, they are not true blessings. They're blessings, but again, like I said before, they're temporary. They're fickle. They don't have intrinsic value. They're blessings, but again, like I said before, they're things, though. I don't know the difference. Sure, it feels good to be financially secure, but if you aren't, then it doesn't mean that you aren't rich in many other ways. And in fact, many people who are on the breadline are very often richer and are able to count many more blessings than those with a huge bank account. More than food for thought, lessons taught. Well, my friends, and perpetual progress of sorts, that will bring the session on personal growth to an end for now. Okay? The only thing left to do on your end is what? Immediate implementation. Again, my friends, I am your host, your narrator, Sean the Renaissance King Foster, founder and CEO of Sean D. Foster Enterprise International, where my vision is to build those legacies of outstanding greatness one family at a time, and True University Empowerment Media Group, where the divine school of thought is eloquently and accurately taught. I am also a kinopreneur, the original kinopreneur, personal optimization strategist, empowerment media publisher, and I am also my guided spiritual and intellectual investment banker. And I'm also will forever be your partner in perpetual growth and infinite enrichment, saying, again, ingest this spiritual and intellectual nutrition and execute it, implement it in your life, and peace and God bless to you and yours.